A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "The truth of the matter is, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters through the gate is shepherd of the sheep, the one for whom the keeper opens the gate. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. The shepherd calls them by name and leads them out. Having led them out of the fold, the shepherd walks in front of them, and they follow because they recognize the shepherd's voice. They simply will not follow strangers. They will flee from them because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Even though Jesus used this metaphor with them, they did not grasp what he was trying to tell them. He therefore said it to them again, 'The truth of the matter is, I am the sheep gate. All who came before me were thieves and marauders whom the sheep did not heed. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be safe. You will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it to the full.'" The good news according to John.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Before I preach protecting the sheep, which is my homily, I want to say a word about the readings we heard and bracket them in what was said at Easter about metanoia. Instead of repenting for forgiveness of sin out of that push of guilt, metanoiate means they repent out of a transformation of mind and heart, being one with the eternal God. And that's what I have to say about that. We have different ways and means of protecting those dear to us. This sermon uses Psalm 23 as a springboard, where the Good Shepherd is the one who cares so completely for the sheep in his care that they lack nothing. "There is nothing I shall want." The shepherd provides pasture, water, guidance, safety and security, and a sense of what we might call overwhelming belovedness. "Surely your goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Then our scriptures today leap to the sheepfold, with Jesus as that protector who lays down his very life. He is the gate, the opening at the sheep pen, where there's a gate that keeps the sheep from wandering out and from predators who might want to force themselves in. A gate knows when to open and when to close, to provide that protection for the flock. And you too can be that person who is a protector of the vulnerable in your life. Better yet, you are not just like the shepherd, you are also like the sheep, because we are called and chosen as the beloved of the divine, the body of Christ, even the body of the universal Christ. As Richard Rohr would say, we are both flock and shepherd to one another. What I think this means is that we protect and provide for one another. As we say, "I've got your back. What you tell me stays right here." Let's explore this metaphor of the sheep and the shepherd. Perhaps it is not so outdated and outmoded after all. Today, We listen to stories. On Easter, I preached the most mystical sermon that Jerry had ever heard. That was to the delight of some and to the consternation of others. So today, I changed the pace to preach not with platitudes, but with stories. Actually, I think that Jesus himself was more likely to teach and preach with stories. Except for the Gospel of John, which sometimes soars to those mystical heights, and which we've heard a portion of today. So to begin, every good story has an introduction. I will set the stage a bit here by saying that my daughter, Danielle, is trained as a teacher, and she takes delight in language arts and literature, so reading, especially with another, is a treat. Several weeks ago, Danielle suggested that she and I engage on a very engage on a journey together. She's a knitter, and as a knitter, she loves wool and all things woolly. She came across a story that was out there, three bags full, as in, "Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool?" Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Three bags full.
You may have heard this at your own mother's knee. And we would be reading the book together, and then discussing it, and then the pièce de résistance. We would be going to see the movie with Emma Thompson and Hugh Jackman, which is to be released on May 8th. As you well know, I am a preacher, and the whole idea of spending this journey time in story delighted me. Two strong women, a preacher and a teacher, educated to speak to others, to serve, and to love those we care about. What wonders would we find in three bags full? A terrific plan. So join me today as we set off on our own three-story adventure. One, strong medieval shepherdesses. Two, three bags full. And three, living the meta story of the gospel. Now a question to open our first story. What do women, or mothers, and Jesus the sheep gate have in common? Mothers and women in general have had a hard time making their way in history and in the Roman Catholic Church, an understatement. But in particular, we have two bold, very influential and significant women of the church I'll talk about today, Julian of Norwich and Hildegard of Bingen. Of course, they each have a story worth telling. These were not safe women who could be bridled and led around by the powerful in their lives. Julian and Hildegard were undaunted, fearless, dedicated to their flocks, with a good backbone. And they were providing, protecting, and also caring. Sounds to me like good shepherdesses. You may be delighted to know that Julian, a medieval Catholic anchoress, who is someone who lives in one room at her cathedral, was also the first recognized English female author. What makes her even dearer to my heart is that 600 years ago, she taught about the motherhood of God and referred to Jesus as mother. We can extrapolate, Mother Jesus, protector of the sheep. Hildegard had an equally fascinating story. For today, we will say Hildegard, doctor of the church, featured here on one of our banners, the first one to my side. She wielded significant intellectual, religious, and political power. I love this feature story about her, which was first told to me by Reverend Kathy Bean, nearly 80, by the way. When the Abbess Hildegard was 80 years old, not too old at all, and back in the year 1178, there came to her abbey a nobleman who had some transgressions burdening his soul. Due to wars waged, battles fought, Hildegard, within the powers of her office as head of the abbey, heard his confession, forgave him, and, as he soon died, Hildegard had him buried in the churchyard of the abbey. Well, this didn't sit well with the three churchmen back at headquarters, you might say. The three prelates waited until their cardinal was far away, off in Italy, and then they told Hildegard to exhume his body immediately. They were coming for it. So her nuns dug up the whole churchyard so that when they came to fetch the nobleman's body, he couldn't be found. So they pronounced the abbey was under interdiction, a fancy way to say that they were forbidden to go to Mass, receive Holy Communion, or sing their divine office. At first they complied. Then Hildegard rose up in defense of her nuns, warning the prelates that by doing so, they were denying God their prayers. Wouldn't you like to have these two shepherdesses as the Jesus gate, keeping you safe and protected? Second story, a synopsis of Three Bags Full, and how it is like the story of the sheepfold and Mother Jesus. And also, why would you want to read it? It is hilarious. And with a little imagination, a wonderful parallel about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and the flock he tends. As the story opens, George, the shepherd, has been murdered. And as it would happen, his flock are sheep detectives, well equipped to investigate. Ridiculous? Wait till you hear or read the story or go to see the movie. As I said, George has been murdered, and the story reveals the sheep's discovery of the pieces of the puzzle that lead to solving the crime. Of course, I can't go into it all here. That would take away the fun of Three Bags Full by Leonie Swan. But here are the Sunday sermon style cliff notes. George the shepherd, who lives in the caravan next to the pasture, is truly a good shepherd. As the story opens, George has been murdered. The sheep remember how he gave them pasture and fodder, sometimes even apples and pears. He gave them medicine, which they didn't like, but it was good for them, like ointment in their ears to keep away bugs and diseases and tablets like calcium. Most of all, they were dreaming of the day when George would fulfill his promise to take them from their home in Scotland to visit Europe, where there were acres and acres of pasture full of apple trees. And what particularly made them good sheep detectives now was that George, like a good shepherd, read them stories. The Pamela novels, part romance, part detective stories, and other good detective stories. So you see, they were suited to solve his murder, at least as well suited as sheep could be. I won't give away the ending of the story. Actually, when I wrote this, I didn't even know how the story ends. But I can tell you one last story for today for us to think about. It is the meta story, the mother of all stories, which will end with the Good Shepherd and Mother Jesus protecting the flock. will you protect the flock too? Do not fear. May perfect love cast out your fear. You are loved, beloved. This may also sound familiar. So do not fear, little flock, for it pleases the Father to give you the kingdom. So the meta story will be written by each of you, protecting the vulnerable in your lives, while you yourself are being embraced by the divine. And if you choose where you are then, you may make the kingdom come today with divine assistance. The kingdom comes anywhere that sheep are kept safe. Here are some suggestions to start you thinking. Protection comes in a soup kitchen, a classroom, or an entire school, a parish, or a sanctuary city, courtroom, a bank, a boardroom, or conference room, an office, a cozy kitchen, an artist's studio, a computer lab, a living room, a hospital room. Protection will be found in any place where people's well-being is enhanced, raising them up, feeding them, guiding them, nursing their ills. So, my good friends, who is the Good Shepherd? And are you a shepherd too? Speak right up now. We are one of another, and we've all got your back. Let's listen to one another.